You're listening to SBS News.
There has rarely been a more bizarre day in British politics. While protesters are huddled outside Downing Street demanding that their country's leader step down, his cabinet is hemorrhaging ministers. With party resignations being handed in at an average of one per hour, a delegation of MPs strode through the doors of Number 10, urging Prime Minister Boris Johnson that it was time to go. Some of his biggest supporters, like Transport Secretary Grant Chapps and Home Secretary Priti Patel, are believed to have withdrawn their support. Mr. Johnson fired Michael Gove after the Levelling Up Secretary told him that the party would no longer support him, urging him to resign. The opposition Labour leader Keir Starmer seizing on this moment in Parliament, with the Prime Minister's usual bravado noticeably weakened.
Awful behaviour, unacceptable in any walk of life. Yeah. It's there for all to see, but he ignores it. Yeah. It was the same when his ally was on the take from the lobbyists. Yeah. Yeah. It was the same when his Home Secretary was bullying staff. It was the same when taxpayers' money was being abused. And it was the same when he and his mates parted their way through lockdown. Anyone quitting now, after defending all that, hasn't got a shred of integrity. Mr. Speaker, isn't this the first recorded case of the sinking ships fleeing the rat?
Mr. Speaker, look, he should hear what he's not saying about him, Mr. Speaker.
The overwhelming sentiment amongst resigning ministers was that the Prime Minister had lost credibility. It follows revelations that he had promoted an MP, despite knowing that he'd been accused of sexual misconduct. But that's just the latest in a string of scandals. In this year alone, he was fined by police for breaking COVID-19 lockdown laws, while a damning report laid bare breaches of those rules by Downing Street officials. A committee is now investigating whether he then lied to Parliament about it. Sajid Javid quit as Health Secretary only yesterday. Today he told Parliament that he was tired of giving Boris Johnson the benefit of the doubt.
I do fear that the reset button can only work so many times. There's only so many times you can turn that machine on and off before you realise that something is fundamentally wrong. I'm deeply concerned about how the next generation will see the Conservative Party on our current course.
The government's first female Attorney General, Suella Braverman, is among those urging the PM to resign. Ms. Braverman, daughter of migrant parents from Kenya and Mauritius, told the UK broadcaster ITV that she would consider standing for the leadership herself if it got to that point.
I will. If there is a leadership contest, I will put my name into the ring. I love this country. My parents came here with absolutely nothing, and it was Britain that gave them hope, security and opportunity. And this country's afforded me incredible opportunities in education and in my career. And I owe a debt of gratitude to this country. And to serve as Prime Minister would be the greatest honour. So yes, I will try.
Former Tory MP Rory Stewart says it's become impossible for Boris Johnson to properly govern.
Well, at some basic level, almost anybody in Parliament would be a better Prime Minister than Boris Johnson. I mean, Larry the Downing Street cat at the moment would be a better Prime Minister, because the point is that he simply can't govern. The whole thing has become like a reality TV show, and this has been going on for months. It's impossible for him to have a long-term economic policy. It's impossible for him to announce any policies or be taken seriously, because every single week there is another scandal, almost all of them of his own creation, almost all of them made worse because he lies and tries to avoid before he finally comes through.
Despite the clamour for him to resign, Mr. Johnson says he has a mandate from the 2019 election, which he won with a large majority, to plough on. However, the support showed to him in the last general election by the public has overwhelmingly dissipated, with many of his own supporters now turning their backs on him. Richard Ingden voted both for Brexit and the Conservatives at the last election. He, like many, has had enough of Mr. Johnson's leadership.
The straw that broke the camel's back was the partying and the lying, because a lot of us made sacrifices in COVID. You know, a lot of us couldn't say goodbye to loved ones, adhere to rules, couldn't see our grandchildren. It was like seeing them in the garden behind. So we abided by the rules, and listened, whereas others didn't really. And, you know, the people who make the rules need to at least adhere to them themselves.
Other voters, like Zena Everett, would like to see a general election called.
He didn't get Brexit done. We should never, and I don't want to be a monio remainer, but we should never have had Brexit. It's a total shambles. He didn't roll out the vaccine. And I'm so sick of him. I think the whole rotten lot need to go. And I think he's doing an enormous amount of damage to politics in this country because the whole lot are being tarred with his brush. I think he's appalling.
Mr Johnson was elected as Prime Minister nearly 3 years ago, promising to deliver the United Kingdom's exit from the European Union and rescue it from the bitter wrangling that followed the 2016 Brexit referendum. Get it done he might have, but the deal he brokered to leave the EU was heavily maligned as one that damaged the UK economically and weakened its sovereign strength. There have also been policy U-turns, an ill-fated defence of an MP who broke lobbying rules, and criticism that he has not done enough to tackle inflation, with many in the UK struggling to cope with rising fuel and food prices. Speaking to the BBC, the former Foreign Secretary Sir Malcolm Rifkind was asked when he first thought that Boris Johnson's leadership had become vulnerable.
First became vulnerable the day he became Prime Minister. It was a terrible decision that was taken. He was a superb campaigner at an election, but he was totally unfit to be Prime Minister, and a lot of people knew that right from the very beginning. So it was an enormous gamble and one that shouldn't have been taken.
But he was a man that delivered a majority of 80. You know, the last
precisely. He was a great campaigner. But the whole point of an election is to produce a government, not just to win, but to produce a government that will govern in the national interest. And there he has been, I'm afraid, a very severe disappointment.
Under current party rules, Boris Johnson can't face a motion of no confidence for at least another year because he survived one only last month. But if the Prime Minister doesn't resign, those rules are almost certain to be changed. Tina Quinn, SBS News.